and close associates have been reacting to the demise of the late highlife musician Dr. Victor Abimbola Olaya. They noted that his multi-talented and humble disposition to life distinguished him from other musicians of his generation. In an exclusive interview with Positive FM, one of his band men, a 75-year-old Chief Sunday Ojo, who met Dr. Olaya at the age of 11, said he was a great musician who gave his followers the opportunity to develop themselves well.
He is my mentor. He remains forever my mentor because I took after him.
Another septuagenarian who also passed through the tutelage of the late musician, Mr. Taju Ajibike, described him as a generous and hardworking man who lived for music and young musicians.
When he was alive and when I was in his band, the man was so generous and so magnanimous.
One of his fans, Mr. Dele Adeyonju, said Dr. Olaya's music cuts across all ages and remains evergreen in the highlife music journey.
Dr. Olaya was humane. He never believed in himself alone. He helped a lot of other artists to survive. He formed a band not because of his own selfishness, but he formed that band in order to help other budding talent.
The Ekiti-born musician, during an interview, spoke on his kind of music.
High life has been before I was born. To the best of my knowledge, it is the popular music of the west coast of Africa.
That was the voice of Dr. Victor Olaya, which will never be heard again except through music. Dr. Olaya was born on the 31st of December 1930 in Calabar, Cross River State. He is the 20th child of a family of 24. He passed on in Lagos at the age of 89. May his soul rest in perfect peace.
In Bade, London, my wife will walk on Russia. I'm off
for Radio Nigeria in Akure, Tosin Aderibigbe.